probably the most significant external gesture that we do. I think I can say it that way. The sign of the cross is what I was thinking about. Something that you and I learn as little children that we put into practice, I hope daily, even hourly, we find ourselves praying and signing ourselves with the cross. And do we do it mindlessly? Do we do it intentionally? Are we thinking about what we're actually doing? You know, I was reviewing Pope Benedict XVI's book. Actually, he wrote it before he was elected pope and before his retirement. A book called The Spirit of the Liturgy. He wrote it as Cardinal Ratzinger. And my goodness, if you have not read The Spirit of the Liturgy, I would highly recommend it. It is kind of technical. He's a theologian through and through. And he writes this book based on decades and decades of being immersed inside of the church and inside of the worship of the church. But I don't think it's inaccessible for those who are willing to look up all the references to the church fathers and who are interested in knowing more about our faith, especially more about the way that we celebrate those sacred mysteries that we do as Christians. He goes through a lot of different elements inside of our worship. He looks at silence, which we're going to look at in just a few minutes here on the program as well. He looks at posture. He looks at the words that we use. He looks at the use of incense and imagery. And I mean, he covers all the awesome Catholic things that we have, of course. And he writes a few pages on the sign of the cross. And in, I don't want to say an uncharacteristic paragraph of Cardinal Ratzinger, I don't think it's uncharacteristic. It's just not very common for him to open up about personal elements. He does it on a regular basis. It's just not super common that he'll talk about his own personal life and his own personal experience. He talks about how he remembers as a child being blessed with the sign of the cross by his parents. He says, "I shall never forget the devotion and heartfelt care with which my father and mother made the sign of the cross on the forehead, mouth, and breast of us children when we went away from home, especially when the parting was a long one. This blessing," Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI says, "was like an escort that we knew would guide us on our way. It made visible the prayer of our parents, which went with us, and it gave us the assurance that this prayer was supported by the blessing of the Savior." I love that. It makes visible the prayer of our parents. It makes visible the inward desire of the Christian. I mean, this is why you and I, we use our bodies to pray, right? It's why you and I strive to not only pray with words, not only with our minds and our thoughts and our hearts, but also with our bodies. As Catholics, we find this to be a very important part of our prayer. And so when we make the sign of the cross, we are doing it in order to pray more deeply, in order to manifest externally this important reality that you and I witness to, right? That Jesus Christ has come into this world to save us. But he didn't just save us in an abstract way. He saved us by suffering and dying on a cross. And when you and I make the sign of the cross, we are professing our belonging to Christ and our entry into the cross of Christ. Bert Getzy, I think is how you pronounce his name, he wrote a really good book on the sign of the cross. It's called Sign of the Cross, Recovering the Power of the Ancient Prayer. I believe it was published by Loyola Press. Inside of his book, he talks about various reasons why we make the sign of the cross. He talks about various meanings that you and I do. For example, we do it in order to be marked as disciples. We do it as a confession of our faith. You know how when you're in a restaurant and you're going to bless your food and you make the sign of the cross, you always do that before you eat, right? You do that in, on the one hand, to pray and to remind yourself of your Christian faith, but you also do it as a public witness to your faith, not to attract attention to yourself, not so that people look at you and think, ooh, look at how holy that individual is, but we do it so that people recognize we're Christian. He also says we do it as a sign of our baptism and as a renewal even of our baptism. Also as an acceptance of suffering, he points out. When you and I make the sign of the cross, we do it as an acceptance of the sufferings that Jesus allows in our life. And just as Jesus himself accepted the suffering of the cross, just as Jesus embraced the sufferings of the cross, when you and I make the sign of the cross, we are implicitly and externally also professing that same acceptance that this is the life of a Christian. The servant is not greater than the master. And if the master suffers, we too will suffer, as we know, right? It's part of our lot, part of, well, a blessing that we have as Catholics. The sign of the cross, of course, is an ancient practice that you and I have inherited and continue. Some people would date it even back to the times of Jesus himself, but certainly we can see various fathers of the church describing it. The Catholic Encyclopedia goes through all kinds of different... Did you know there's various different ways that you can make the sign of the cross? There's the traditional one that you recall, you know, from your forehead to your belly, to your left shoulder, to your right shoulder, or maybe to your right shoulder, then to your left shoulder, depending on what particular Catholic church you belong to. That is to say, in the Eastern churches, they will do it from their forehead to their belly to their right shoulder, then to their left. Inside of the Latin churches, usually David's looking at me a little bit. He never knew that. See the things you learn on St. Joseph's Workshop. I don't know exactly why that is, although I suspect it might be because of the way that we look at the presider and imitate what he's doing. And sometimes as he's facing us and the presider moves his hand to, this is just Father Matthew totally making or guessing here. But if you're looking at the presider and he goes to the sign of the cross to his left and you're imitating him, you're going to go to the right, if that makes sense. Does that, you think, David, Karen, they're not buying it. I don't know. It sounds logical to me. Yeah, but this beautiful tradition that we have. That's the first sign of the cross that the Catholic Encyclopedia cites, you know, the full body sign of the cross, we might say. Of course, there are other forms too. A priest, a bishop, and a deacon will use the sign of the cross in blessing over particular people or objects. You've seen the priest, for example, bless particular objects with a gesture of the sign of the cross over religious articles. It's not magic, but it is a sacramental in the way that grace can be imparted by the faith of those present there. Another very beautiful way that the sign of the cross can be imparted is the way that Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI just described, right? A parent making the sign of the cross on their children. Did you know that this is a special duty, responsibility, privilege that fathers and mothers have to bless their children? It's a duty that is reserved to parents for a very special purpose. That is to say, when a father blesses his children, when a mother blesses her children, that is a faculty given to you by your vocation that you should exercise frequently. You can do that not by making the sign of the cross in the air as a priest or a bishop might do in blessing, but rather in that drawing of the cross on the forehead of your children. It could also be on the crown of their head, or as Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI also experienced, on his lips and on his breast. May the Lord be in my heart, my lips, and in my mind, as we say when we proclaim the gospel. You know, it's an amazing responsibility that you have as a father and a mother to ask God's blessing upon your children. And it's not only for the sentimental reasons that also can accompany it. You know, your children will remember that gesture. They will remember that prayer, as Benedict XVI does. Your children will recall with great affection that gesture and that desire that you have to have them blessed. But more significantly, you are calling down upon them God's grace, His protection. You are fulfilling your role as a parent to intercede for your children. That's another way. Many more ways, in fact, that you can that we have the different signs of the cross that can be manifest. We won't get into all of them now. You can find this very easily. Just go to newadvent.org, look up the sign of the cross, and you can see a whole article on the history of it, the way that it's been used in liturgy over the years. The reason I want to mention it to you here is because you and I are blessed to have these external gestures and signs. And when we neglect to use these tools of the spiritual life that we have, when we don't use the sign of the cross for our own prayer life, for our own benefit, in the various ways that I was mentioning to you, For example, as an acceptance of suffering, as a witness to our faith, as a sign of your discipleship. When we don't use these tools, then who suffers? We do, as well as the church and the rest of the world. So use these opportunities. When you pray, make the sign of the cross and make it boldly.